Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
It's a safe bet that Gavin Newsom's not running for president. I'm joking, of course. I don't know if you saw that debate earlier on Fox News between Gavin Newsom and Ron DeSantis, moderated by, of course, Sean Hannity. But I got to tell you, folks, yes, I think Gavin Newsom is definitely laying the foundation, for lack of any other term here, to run for president. Even when being asked if he would step in, you know, is Joe Biden okay? You know, we've got some audio quotes from that debate that are just going to blow your mind in terms of where Gavin Newsom is trying to position himself. So it was quite an interesting debate. We're going to get your reaction to it tonight as well, folks. Kyle Warren with you, of course. Welcome to the show. It is the Friday morning edition. We are live. We are here. We're glad that you're there. And we have a lot to talk about this morning on the program, to say the least. We're going to talk about this debate because it does bring up a lot of different issues that are not only facing the states of California and Florida, which is where this was primarily directed at in terms of the content, but it does translate, and of course it does, into the larger national issue, issues that we're facing. We're going to talk about that. We've got some other news to tell you about this morning as well, and we're also going to bring you up to date on what's happening in Israel, because of course now the truce is over. There are no more extensions, as we understand. We understand that Israel has once again begun going back into Gaza and continuing their operations there. At least about 100 hostages, I believe, have come back already. So we're going to bring you up to date and talk about that on the program this morning as well. But you're invited as well this morning on the program, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call, 949-822-7959. And of course, if you want to head over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com, you're welcome to do that as well. And you can go over there and you can send me a direct message for your reaction to the debate tonight, if you happened to watch it. And if you didn't, were you not interested? Is this something sometimes a lot of the stuff gets to a saturation point? So we want to know your opinion on that as well. But I thought overall, obviously, it was very high spirited. I think other people might have some other adjectives to apply to that in terms of how this was going. The two candidates, of course, were talking over each other and talking at each other a good part of the time. But overall, I think the questions were very good. I think the idea that they were going to have to talk about these specific issues was also a very good thing on Sean Hannity's part. And, of course, especially Gavin Newsom liked to sort of degenerate into the, well, I hear your question, I'll answer it, but first I want to talk about this, and I want to start going after Ron DeSantis on that. So we're gonna get a little bit more into it here as we go through the program this morning. But, of course, first, as we know, Israel has now resumed its assaults in Gaza and going after Hamas to root out Hamas. Heavy fighting is being reported, this from Reuters at this hour. Israel resumed combat operations against Hamas in Gaza on Friday after accusing the Palestinian, and again, I always have to make this correction, the militant group, it is a terrorist group, of firing rockets at Israel and reneging on a deal to free all women as held as hostages, violating their temporary truce agreement. The seven-day pause, which began on November 24th, was extended twice and allowed for the exchange of dozens of hostages held in Gaza for hundreds of Palestinian prisoners and facilitated the entry of humanitarian aid into the shattered coastal strip. Well, yes. And again, we've talked about the ratio of the hostages to the Palestinian prisoners being held by Israel. So definitely, it seems like, again, obviously you're trying to get as many hostages back as possible. These people are non-combatants. These people were in their homes on October 7th. These people were taken from, if they weren't gunned down in cold blood, they were taken from that concert with all the young people there, a concert for peace, basically. So, again, we're trying to do everything, and the Israeli government obviously is trying to do everything they can in order to get them back. But at the same time, though, we know the nature of Hamas. We know the nature of what they seek. We know the nature of how they do business, quote unquote. And that means how they continue to plot and to attack the Jewish people and go after Israel, literally wanting to wipe it off the map. And this came up in the debate earlier as well. And I'm glad that it did. And I'm glad that Ron DeSantis, in no uncertain terms, basically talked about how Hamas wants to wipe them off the map. And to his credit, Gavin Newsom did talk about needing to eliminate Hamas. But my friends, the unfortunate narration that has been so much part and parcel of this since October the 7th makes it so difficult for the world to do what needs to be done in this case. And that's not to say, I mean, if through true leadership, you should be able to get away from the noise. And with true leadership, you should be able to take the hard position. Because so many of the people that are protesting, and they're protesting everywhere, they're protesting at Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, they're protesting at the tree lighting for Rockefeller Center, they're protesting basically wherever they can find it. And I sometimes don't know what the protesters believe is going to happen. If they just bang the drum enough and keep doing the same mantras over and over again, free Palestine, et cetera, et cetera, that somehow the world is just going to say, what do you mean free Palestine? They gave Gaza to the Palestinians. And we all know that. We don't need to rehash that. But it started up again, folks. And, of course, Hamas is now, unfortunately, I think, going to try to find some other way to get more leverage in this, not just through propaganda, but, God forbid, through trying to attack others or take more hostages, whatever it might be. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's the Friday edition of the program, and we are glad to be here. We're glad that you're there. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call in if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. And, you know, okay, what is worse? Now, I'm not trying to make light of this, but what is worse than having to give away so many Palestinian prisoners comparatively in terms of the ratio? To actual hostages that were taken by Hamas on October 7th. Well, if you thought about maybe that $6 billion recently transferred by the United States for a prisoner swap to Iran, well, I think you'd be right there on top of it. This from the AP, the House passed a bipartisan measure Thursday that would block Iran from ever accessing the $6 billion recently transferred by the United States in a prisoner swap, a step Republicans pushed in response to the nation's alleged role in the deadly attacks last month by Hamas on Israel. And yes, we know that they trained in Iran. This is obviously a proxy war, a conflict, basically. You have these bad actors like Iran, which are helping, and as our friend Denise Simon also points out, what about Qatar and so forth? So, I mean, but in this case, especially Iran, because of the $6 billion. And what really burned me up when this was initially transferred, or initially unfrozen, basically, is that the idea when something like this, well, it's their money, you know, well, but it was frozen for a reason. It was frozen for an absolute strategic and legitimate reason. and then suddenly you just open that back up. Can you, I mean, can you even, I understand, I think it's hard for us to get a grasp on what does $1 billion look like, much less $6 billion. And if you had $6 billion, you could probably accomplish almost anything that you put your mind to. And imagine what that looks like in the hands of bad actors who have these designs. And I don't want to get down a rabbit hole here, but the whole idea of Iran being contained, especially back with the Trump policies of not all that long ago, that was working, my friends. That was actually making sure that the world was a safer place, not just the Middle East, because I think most in the Middle East were more or less on board with this idea, because they're also worried about Iran. But now, of course, it's, hey, everybody's ganging up on Israel, so it's a big party. But containment of Iran was working. And unfortunately, we may never get back to that position. But that's, again, this is why elections matter. This is why elections have consequences. This is why you can't simply say, well, you know, like Mitt Romney did the other day. You know, and I thought Mitt Romney, when he ran for president, I mean, overall, he was a good candidate and so forth. Certainly, you know, it would have been a much better alternative to Obama at the time. But the idea is this. You know, you don't want to come out and say, well, I'd probably vote for Democrats. You know, I'd probably just vote for some Democrats instead of Donald Trump. Which, you know, I understand there's a lot of stuff going on there between Mitt Romney and Donald Trump. I get that. But this very issue, even just the $6 billion, should be such a wake-up call and should be such an illustration as to why we can't simply do anything good in that sense for Iran at this point, or give them a better position, a leg up. The measure, titled the No Funds for Iranian Terrorism Act, passed 307 to 119 as Republicans sought to hold the Biden administration accountable for what they call their complicity in funding Iran-backed terrorism in the Middle East. With such an instability in the region, the last thing we need to do is give access to $6 billion to be diverted to more Iranian-sponsored terrorism. Representative Michael McCaul, the Republican chair of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, said during a debate. U.S. officials have rebuffed this criticism, noting that not a single dollar has yet to be made available to Iran, insisting that when it is, here we go. Are you holding on to something, folks? Are you ready? Just prepare yourself for this next part of the sentence. I will give you a moment. Prepare yourself. No dollars have been made available, and insisting that when it is, it can only be used for humanitarian needs. Wow, there you go. That's it. Good night, everybody. No, well, I'm kidding, of course. My friends, you see, this is the kind of thing, this is what you're dealing with. And this is what we're dealing with. And this is, unfortunately, the mentality of some, right, in the U.S. government, especially in some of the permanent services and so forth. Oh, don't worry. No, they can only access it for humanitarian needs. That is a laughable thing, I think. It's incredibly laughable. Well, some other laughable things, of course, that went on was in the debate that Sean Hannity, I think he did a great job moderating, and he certainly had some great questions. And I know that he's on pretty good terms with Gavin Newsom, as well as Ron DeSantis, of course. But because Gavin Newsom is sort of diametrically opposed to so many of the things that Ron DeSantis, Sean Hannity believes, and of course Ron DeSantis, it's interesting to me that those two gentlemen can have the ability to sort of rib one another and this kind of thing. And so that's good. But I thought the questions were good. But of course, Gavin Newsom simply, I think, really kind of showed not a great side tonight. And I'll just put it that way. We can't go through every question in the debate and all the different nuances. But generally speaking, and I'm watching this, and I'm trying to be as open as possible here, thinking that, of course, we know that Gavin Newsom, he's being described almost universally as the best messenger the Democrat Party has. And that's right. Well, I mean, right now, that's he would take that mantle or that title. But I don't think that he comported himself very well. And so watching this and trying to look at it from a couple of different perspectives, because I know I'm going to be talking about it later on the program, I really did come away from that thinking, you know, Gavin Newsom, I don't think he hit it out of the park the way that some, and there's going to be others that'll be raving about him, I'm sure, but I don't think he hit it out of the park the way that he maybe thinks he did or some others think that he did. Yes, he was able, yes, he's very quick. He's very witty. He's very sharp. He is able to counter and parry and do all these things. And by the way, light years ahead of Joe Biden. There's no doubt about that. And I will say this as well. Light years beyond Kamala Harris. She would not be able to pull off the same kind of debate thing that Gavin Newsom just did. Only because it's just not in her nature, I think. And she's not as sharp as Newsom is. He's a consummate politician, no doubt about it. But I think that a lot of his stuff came off as being very preachy and very almost mean-spirited towards Ron DeSantis and so forth, and he would go on saying, well, you're insulting these people, you're insulting that people, and I'm outraged by this. I'm just kind of paraphrasing here. And trying to, it's almost like he's trying to score points with this group and that group and try to check off all the boxes. But what we need to get away from in our country and also but in our political system and in this crucial election is we need to get away from the checking off all the boxes. Because when your campaign is kind of based on that, your delivery is based on that, you're going to miss the larger picture and the larger picture that many independents and people who are on the cusps of their own particular party affiliation, for example, they're not going to respond well. Because they'll feel like, well, you know, either I'm taking it for granted or I'm completely ignored because somebody has to check off all these boxes. And what if that's not one of your boxes or something like that? But overall, I want to say this before we hit to the break. We'll talk more. I got some great audio, by the way, after the break. But I thought that DeSantis came off. And of course, they argued back and forth, and that's part and parcel of these things. But DeSantis always seemed to come off as being, here's what we can do positively. Here's what we can offer. Here's how we're going to move things forward. And Gavin Newsom, with all of his sort of protestations, seemed to be more in the vein of, you know, you're trying to do this, and we're going to stop you, and all this kind of stuff. And I don't think if you're sitting there as an independent, you're not hearing, here's how we're going to soar. It's going to be, here's how we're going to kind of keep it, you know, not a very fun place to live in this country. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you, coming right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
U.S. USA News Update. Secretary of State Antony Blinken emphasized that when Israel resumes military operations against Hamas, it needs to present a plan aimed at enhancing the protection of Palestinian civilians.
I made clear that before Israel resumes major military operations, it must put in place humanitarian civilian protection plans that minimize further casualties of innocent Palestinians.
House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries criticizing Republicans for their impeachment inquiry into President Biden. Jeffries asserted to reporters earlier today that there is no evidence of any wrongdoing by the president in relation to his family business dealings.
President Biden is a good and decent and hardworking man, and that's been his entire life.
Beetlejuice 2 has wrapped up production as announced by director Tim Burton. Warner Brothers is eyeing a release date of September 6, 2024. Dave Collins, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Oh yeah, Friday edition, folks. And we are racing through and rocking through the Friday edition. And we have so much more to tell you about, so much more to talk about. And so did you know this? Evidently, thousands of car dealerships are urging the Biden administration to slow down the EV mandates. Really? I can't imagine why they would be doing something like that. But we'll talk about EVs here in a little bit. You know, EVs became a part of the debate earlier as well. And so we'll talk about EVs because I've got an interesting article about the maintenance of electric vehicles and the reliability, not to mention having to try to power the things in terms of where your own power grid might be, or especially here in California, where those mandates are taken very, very seriously. Once again, folks, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. And we have so much more to tell you about. You can also head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send me a direct message here on this Friday morning. And by the way, we hope that you have some great weekend plans. You know, when we come back from the next break, we will have our trucker travel report. And I got a request. I got a couple of requests here. for a song to play. And by the way, as I said before, I love saying by request. I love saying that. So go over to KyleWarrenShow.com. Send me a direct message if you'd like to request a song that we play during the program. And again, that song is designed to rev you up, keep you going, keep your blood pumping. Whatever you're doing, if you're driving across country, if you're making deliveries, whatever it is that you're doing this morning, we want to keep you revved up. I think we got a couple of great songs as a result of these requests, so stay tuned, obviously. Okay, let's listen in here real quick, a brief quote from the Fox News debate between Governor Newsom and Governor DeSantis. So you'll hear Sean Hannity lay out some crime statistics. And one of the most important aspects of our upcoming election is going to be crime. And again, Newsom is not the nominee. The primary process continues on the GOP side. But these two governors, I think, debating was still illuminating. Sometimes it devolved a little bit, as all these kinds of debates do. They always do. Overall, I think it's good that there is at least the discussion of these things, because the public and the voters get to actually see something and then try to make up their minds on it. And we can debate, well, there's a funny thing to say right now, ironically, no pun intended. Yes, you can debate the format of the debate, but at least people got to see, I think, almost the real Gavin Newsom tonight. I think that's important. And I think they also saw a lot of good things about Ron DeSantis. Because it's hard to get traction in this if you're not Donald Trump, obviously. But DeSantis and Newsom, of course, both governors of very disparate states, being able to make their cases. So without further ado, let's listen in to what Sean Hannity has to say about the crime statistics, and we'll go from there.
Let's look at the issue of crime. FBI numbers, violent crime nationally for each of your states. Keep in mind, this statistic shows what is the combined rate of homicide, rape, robbery, aggravated assault the year 2022. On the national level, the rate was 380.7 offenses per 100,000 people. In California, meanwhile, the rate was much higher, 499.5 offenses per 100,000. In Florida, lower, 258.9 offenses per 100,000. Governor Newsom, let me start with you. Your numbers are way higher than the national average. How do you explain that when safety and security, I would argue, is a prerequisite for the pursuit of happiness?
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. We're near 50-year lows, down 55% violent crimes in the state of California from the 1990s. And I want to compare and contrast that with the issue in Florida that you didn't mention, and that's the murder rate. And let's broaden it more broadly. The issue is seven of the top 10 murder rates in the United States of America.
If you notice, so Sean Hannity tried to interject that, but DeSantis doesn't ever have any he'll have no truck with Hannity trying to get him to answer the question. But let's continue.
Our red states, he has a 66% higher gun death rate than the state of California. He has a higher murder rate. Go to places like Jacksonville. Go to places like Orlando. Go to places like Tampa. The murder rate's off the charts compared to cities like San Francisco. And you know what? Even more egregiously, Sean, and I think this is important, the American people deserve an answer from you, Ron. You have one of the worst mass shootings in American history, Parkland. 17 kids were gunned down, lives lost. 17 others, lives torn asunder. You had a young girl by the name of Jamie Gutenberg, whose father pleaded with you to do something about it. And you know what you did? You did the exact opposite. You made it easier for felons to get guns without background checks, without any training. These people pleaded with the parents and the families to get tough on gun safety. And again, you made it easier for felons. He said of you, Ron, and I agree with him, after you signed that concealed carry bill, which increases the likelihood, Fred Gutenberg said, of more Jamies losing their lives and more Parklands, he called you weak, pathetic, and small.
Okay, stop right there. So, you know, Gavin Newsom is trying to sort of create this narrative here about Florida in general, of course, but specifically about crime and, as you said, gun-related, gun violence deaths and so forth. But it's interesting that in a particular state that focuses so much on personal safety and the ability to defend yourself and so forth, he's trying, I think, to throw up a lot of smoke here because he knows that in California, and I hate to say this, right, but the focus is exactly the opposite. You're not really supposed to be able to defend yourself. They pride themselves on making it so difficult to obtain firearms. It's like outlaw guns, and only outlaws shall have guns. Well, okay, now you're an outlaw, then California can do something to you. Painting the right picture here. But of course, he said all that in order to get to that quote that you're weak and you're this kind of stuff. And so let's continue.
So with respect, I appreciate your talking to police officers in the state of California. You may want to spend a little bit more time, not on the Ohio Trail and right. other places across this country. You may spend a little more time back in your home state
okay.
and address
stop,
the murder.
Stop right there, because there you go again. Well, there you go again. Now, so the idea is that also he wanted to get to the point where he's saying, well, you need to spend less time on the Ohio Trail. You know, how dare you go out and run for president? This is so completely wrong. And how are you possibly doing this? Because I'm not running for president. I'm not doing that. Oh, yeah? Nobody believes that. Nobody believes that Gavin Newsom is not running for president or not getting ready to run for president, that there isn't some other kind of thing in the offing that, and by the way, this question actually gets asked later on in the debate pretty directly, and Gavin Newsom gives the most ridiculous answer you could ever think of. Nobody's going to be buying this stuff. But again, trying to belittle Ron DeSantis for actually running for president. And why is he running for president? Because he believes he can do much better things for the country as well. And, why aren't you in your state doing your thing? Well, Gavin Newsom, why aren't you actually cleaning up California when there isn't a President Xi of China visit in the offing? Why can't we just clean up California? Why can't we just direct those resources to do the things that we know that we need to do here? That's my question. So let's continue.
And gun violence in your own backyard.
So this is the slick politician. You put up the rates. He has 500 per 100,000. Florida is 250. So that's almost twice as much. And he's trying to spin that to say California's doing good. People are leaving California in droves, largely because public safety has collapsed. When Californians come to Florida, one of the things they'll say, it's almost like an out-of-body experience. They can go to the store, get toothpaste off the shelf, pay for it, and leave. Because in a lot of these places in California, everything's under lock and key because they basically legalize retail theft. They have chosen in California to put the interests of the criminals over public safety. They're easier on sex offenders. They're easier on all these crimes that are leading to a collapse in the quality of life. And if you just walk around San Francisco, you will see, and I think it's interesting, Gavin Newsom was mayor of San Francisco. So he took the San Francisco model, turned that into a template for California's collapse. Now the left wants to take the California model and use that as a template for America's collapse. We cannot.
Yeah. And again, yeah, Newsom wasn't answering the question because he wanted just to attack Ron DeSantis. I think Ron DeSantis did pretty good coming out of that. And he made a good point, too. The model is what we need to be concerned about. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you, coming right back. Got to pay a couple of bills, and we shall return. I promise.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Yes, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back. As we continue through the Friday edition of the program, and we have a lot more to talk about, a lot more to tell you, and a lot more to discuss, because there is a lot happening out there. And, of course, we've reached the part of the program where we do our Trucker Traveler Report, and we have our song, of course, a song designed to keep you going, keep you pumped up, keep you revved up, whatever you're doing out there. And, yes, this morning we have a request, and we have a request from Ron in Denver, and he's requesting Sharp Dressed Man by ZZ Top, and he says he's requesting it for all of us overnight drivers dressed up in our coveralls, uniforms, or in our layered winter clothing. I can imagine, especially this time of year in your layered winter clothing. Well, Ron, we sure appreciate it, and I appreciate your other kind words, and I appreciate your other messages as well. In fact, Ron had said that he heard us play Salt in My Tears the other night by Martin Briley, and said that he really enjoyed that song as well. I hope that you all did too. It's one of my favorites. It is kind of an obscure choice, there's no doubt about it, but sometimes I like to bring in stuff that that I remember back from the day, and I think will work well. But again, by request, everybody, by request, here's ZZ Top, live version, Sharp Dress Man. Here we go. On the program, and that's for you, Ron, out there driving, and all you other drivers as well. We sure do appreciate the request, Ron, very, very much. He actually recounts a story as well in Casper, Wyoming. He and his sister, who was actually playing in a band there at the time, but they got to ride up in the elevator, evidently, with Billy Gibbons at the hotel. So, I mean, that's pretty cool. That's a very, very cool thing. So they said he was very gracious and nice as well. So, the only other elevator story I have, a celebrity elevator story, it was Barbara Walters. And she didn't want to talk. So, I don't know. I think I'd rather ride up in the elevator with Billy Gibbons. But thank you again, Ron. We sure appreciate the request. And we got another request next hour, so stay tuned. you might be very happy with that one as well. All right, folks, let's take a look at the weather happening out there this morning. We'll take a look at some of the precipitation first, because we have an awful lot of precipitation happening. Let's see here, in Missouri, also in Indiana, down through western Tennessee, and down into Arkansas and Alabama as well, and Mississippi. So you've got a lot going on there right now in terms of just a lot of rain all over. So we're going to start, though, in Kansas and work our way around. So this up in Kansas, if you're in the Manhattan or Topeka area, you've got rain or rain mixed with snow, lots of snow to the north of Topeka, and that's happening on the radar right now. So then if you're going through Kansas City, you're just in lots and lots of rain, could be moderate to heavy at times. North of Kansas City, it's rain mixed in with snow up to the border there with Iowa, skirting along the border with Iowa, but moving easterly through Columbia, Missouri, to St. Charles, Bellevue, Quincy, over through Illinois, almost just south of Chicago. All kinds of rain happening there. All kinds of rain in southern Indiana this morning, covering the entire basic southern, about southern third of Indiana right now. So going down through Evansville, down through Bowling Green, Kentucky, Clarksville. If you're on the last train to Clarksville, it's going to be raining when you get there. And then most of western Tennessee, this is right now west of Knoxville, but I think that it's moving towards Knoxville at this point. So you may be getting some rain by next hour, perhaps. Then in south of Birmingham, Alabama, we've got rain covering most of that southern part of the state, the southwestern part of the state, hanging just about north of Mobile right now. But of course, if you're going to be in Arkansas, you get a little bit of rain there. But coming down through, let's see, Jackson, Mississippi, down all the way down through southern Louisiana, and this is going to include New Orleans and also Pecan Island, Lafayette, and Cameron, you've got all kinds of rain happening right now. So just be careful out there, because we are seeing just a huge band of rain covering all those different states we're talking about just about. Okay, now we've also got winter weather advisories and winter storm watches going on. We've got a winter storm warning. This is going to be in northern Idaho down towards Missoula, Montana. Winter storm warning there. Heavy snow expected. Total snow accumulations 2 to 4 inches. For elevations below 4,000 feet. It's going to start around 4 p.m. Friday to 4 p.m. Saturday. This is going to be in the northern Clearwater Mountains, so be careful there if you're going to be traveling through that area. Winter weather advisory along I-90 near Spokane, coming through Spokane over into northern Idaho there. Be careful there. That winter weather advisory is, again, about 4 a.m. Friday through 4 p.m. Saturday as we head into the weekend. Again, snow expected 2 to 6 inches in the valleys, above 3,000 feet, snow accumulation 6 to 15 inches. North Idaho Panhandle, Coeur d'Alene area, Washington and Idaho Palouse, Spokane area, Northwest Washington, Okanagan Highlands, and the Camas Prairie. So you need to be aware of that. Be careful there. Our friends in Seattle, I should say right now in Portland, you do have river flooding possible along most rivers in southwest Washington and northwest Oregon, as well as urban flooding. So be careful there, because that can be coming in. Seattle, Washington, aerial flood watch going on there right now from Saturday evening through late Wednesday night. So, again, as we were talking about yesterday on the program, this this atmospheric river will be coming into that part of the Pacific Northwest, it looks like, as we begin to head through the weekend. All right, more next hour, folks. We'll see what changes on the map. We'll keep you apprised of it. And we're going to come back here in just a little bit, because we're going to head out right now to our top of the hour news. You're going to hear the latest headlines. Of course, as we know, Israel has resumed its attacks into Gaza because the truce is now over, it appears. No extension. We'll hear about that, and we'll talk more about that, plus the debate, and much, much, much more on the other side of your top of the hour news. You can give me a call, of course, 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer, and we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case, and they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.